Let's take a moment. There are some things going on here at the state level from a legislative standpoint that we can talk about, one in particular.
Yes, we're working with State Representative Jim Beakey out of Dark County and State Representative Lou Gentile out of Steubenville, and they're working on a piece of legislation called House Bill 276. House Bill 276 addresses the definition of agriculture for zoning and taxation purposes from a CAUV standpoint here in Ohio. It's a really important issue for Ohio's farmers that we get to keep looking out for their interests.
So what makes it such an important issue for agriculture?
Well, right now there's a little debate going on in the state about what can be taxed as CAUV and what can be taxed as or what can be charged with the zoning of agriculture. And this is one of the things that we continue to see, especially for livestock producers, biodiesel producers. But what's really brought this to light is a viticulture case with regards to wineries in Ohio. So we think this will have some direct impact on soybean farmers as well as livestock producers in Ohio. So we're diving in and making sure the definition is clear to allow them to keep doing what they do primarily from an agriculture production standpoint, but also if they're going to do something secondary on their farm, like use a methane digester to capture the gas from the manure, that's also allowed as agriculture as well, because it is secondary to the production operation.
Adam, how soon do you expect the legislature to take action?
Well, we're working with them right now. It looks like things could be moving pretty quickly. We should know today if we're going to have a second hearing. This will be the Ohio House. They would take this up potentially and have a second hearing next week, with the potential of moving it to the House floor by the end of the month. We have very good indications through our work with the Senate that things could be moving pretty quickly over there. They like the idea. They think the concept is right, and they're standing up for agriculture.
Anything in particular that your members could do to help?
Yes, our members, you know, get to the State House. Make your telephone calls, talk to the folks on the House Ag Committee, make sure you let Senator Height know from Findlay and Representative Hall from out in Eastern Ohio that it's very important that we get this legislation passed, because it is critical to the long-term rural communities that we have here in Ohio.
Anything else legislatively going on that growers need to be aware of?
Well, we're paying very close attention to what's going on at the federal level, as you know. The farm bill's out there. There's some discussions about how that's going to be impacted. We think the farm bill's going to be decided probably later this year. But we're also looking very closely at bioproducts. And Senator Brown and Senator Portman, both of Ohio, are looking at bioproducts, and they see the potential impact not only just for agriculture, but across the state. We're getting into the polymer industry. We're getting into the manufacturing industry. It's a real job creator. They like what we're doing. The Checkoff's doing a lot of work with Battelle. They're doing a lot of work with Ohio State University. And we can bring all those assets together and put together something to produce some bioproduct opportunities. The federal government's looking at it. I think it's a great thing for us. It's a great thing for Ohio. And it just kind of dovetails right into what we've already done here in Ohio. So it's a good thing for the Ohio Soybean Association as well.